This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan, and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball with Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
Katie McCabe, a huge, huge goal.
I'm very proud of the team's performance.
We're going to go out there to beat them. We're going to try and beat them.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Koi Gig Pod. Kathy McNamee here with you, and as promised over the last week, I am bringing you another great episode where we chat to someone who has made the transition within the Irish team, but also within her club scene, and that is Eavan Clancy. Eavan, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you feeling at the moment?
Thanks very much for having me. Feeling good, enjoying the move over so far. So yeah, feeling good.
You have talked a little bit before about the fact that you kind of wanted to finish your degree, get that step over, but also like moving on to this next step was always something that you had in your head. Talk us through what the last couple of years have been like for you, like going through that, like doing a degree, but also like being at the top of your game within Ireland when it comes to football.
Yeah, I suppose when I originally finished my leaving cert, there was a thought process of like, will I try and make a move now or do I go to college and try to get a degree under my belt first? And I think a lot of the advice around me was go get a degree and then that's all something to fall back on. So I was very lucky. Like I went to UCD and there's a great scholarship program there, the Ad Astra program. So I think that's been a huge help for trying to kind of balance college life and trying to stay like on top of your game within the League of Ireland, and trying to kind of bridge that gap, I suppose, between maybe Ireland and like say the likes of what the girls would have had over here with a full time setup. So yeah, it's definitely been a hectic few years in terms of just going from college to training. It's nearly like that, sleep, repeat, a lot of the time. But I think where I am now, it's definitely been worth it, and I think it is nice to have that degree to always fall back on. So yeah, I'm definitely, at the time I wasn't really sure, like, am I doing the right thing? You know, should I be going over when I'm younger? But I am like very thankful now looking back that I did go the college route.
I think you were talking about it a couple of years ago, not even a couple of years ago, probably only like a year ago. And you were saying that, you know, you were worried that you'd be too old at the stage that you finished your degree, but you talked to Amber Barish, I think it was, and she was like, no, like stick with the place that you're at. You're doing something that's really important for your life and your career. And like, do you find it funny now looking back on yourself and thinking like, God, I'll be so old in like 3 years time?
You do a bit, because when you're, I suppose, like 17, you think like I'm 22 now, you're like, that's really old, but now I'm thinking of it, I still feel like quite young. So yeah, I probably do laugh a bit at myself saying that. But yeah, I think the overwhelming advice was finish your college degree. And I'm happy I had those people around me to kind of give me that, because when you're young, like, you know, you could be trying to move over to England and it seems all sunshine and rainbows, but that you have that like solid advice behind you as well to kind of keep you on the right track, I think was invaluable. And yeah, I suppose I am maybe a bit older than other people coming over, but I think in the grand scheme of things, people are still like, you're just a baby, so cough onto yourself.
I think you definitely are still a bit of a baby coming over in terms of like Irish players in particular. Like, there's been very few players that have gone over at a very, very young age. Like, you look at the likes of Kenny McCabe is potentially one of them that has gone over at a very young age, but also she went to Glasgow and she had that like real sort of moment where she was like, okay, I need to either stick and twist with Arsenal and Glasgow and what's going to happen. But the players that have taken a little bit of time to mature themselves, they're actually the ones that we've seen come into the national squad a little bit more. For you, what has it meant, like, over the last couple of months, like having that opportunity to go into a team like Watford? I mean, you look at all your teammates like Pearl, Rachel Graham, they all talk so highly about you. How has it been just over the last couple of months making that transition?
Yeah, it's been a huge change. And I think coming back to what we were just saying, I think those few years of like maturity and experience definitely helped the transition. And because it is such a big change, and like even leaving Shells was such a hard thing to do because I've had such a great time there. And like, I honestly couldn't speak highly enough of like the players, the staff, everyone involved. And I was really genuinely so happy playing football there. So to leave was tough, and I miss the girls a lot. So I'm still watching their games and stuff the weekend. But yeah, I think in terms of the transition, it was, I suppose, a big change all at once. But I think it's something that I actually really enjoy. And straight away, like, the girls over here are so welcoming, and like, it's just such a lovely group. So I think in that way, I've been really lucky. And I think also the full-time setup is just something that like really suits me personally, that like I just enjoy training that much. I enjoy being in the gym as often as I can. So it's nearly something that like I would have been doing anyway, but I'd have to have done it by myself. So like to actually just go into training every day and come home in the evening and not have anything extra to do is actually quite nice. Whereas before I was trying to nearly fit it in around college, or it's just in my daily schedule now, and I've all the time in the world for football. So in that way, it's been something that's been really enjoyable. I think as well, the club also is going from part-time to full-time, so that it's not like I'm jumping into a club where it's, you know, the girls have all been full-time for the last number of years. So I think that a lot of us are in the same boat actually has really helped me as well.
So for anyone who's probably like looking at a player like you and wondering what a day to day is like what is your average day now that you are in a full-time setup, or like a part-time to full-time setup?
Yeah, so it's a full-time setup. Our days off are Tuesdays and Fridays. Match, a general week we match on a Sunday, but like our longer days are Wednesdays and Thursdays. So we'll be in like 9, breakfast, have like analysis, pre-activation in the gym, then out on the pitch, back in for lunch, and then we'd have about an hour then of free time, and then we're into the gym. So by the time you're in, showered and left, it's probably 9 to 4 on the Wednesdays and Thursdays. So it's pretty full on at the minute, but and as well it's pre-season and that's a lot of running, but yeah, it's enjoyable.
But that must be, as you said, it must be so fun to transition to that. So like, we have Scarlett Heron on the podcast quite a lot, and she also like made the transition over to Hibs last year, and just seeing the difference in her and like even in her personality, how much she loves like being in that sort of setup where like football is your main focus. You don't have college, as much as you might have enjoyed college and everything, but like football is your main thing that you have to focus in day to day. That must be a really nice little switch in your head.
Yeah, it is so nice, because like, as you said, with college, I enjoyed college and it was like a good experience that I'm glad to have had, but you're juggling two things at once, whereas with now it's like my full focus can be on football and then my off time is my off time. So that's something that's just mentally it's a lot easier, I suppose. And yeah, I think you have all the time now to give to football, so you know that like you're giving your 100% to it, which I think is something that like as a player is so nice to have that opportunity. And I think I'm very grateful to have that opportunity as well, to join going in every day to work, I suppose, is what, but your work is football, so it's not really so yeah, it's not many
work.
People get
you're
the option.
I know you might enjoy it, but it is still work.
John, I like, a lot of people grew up dreaming, I suppose, of that scenario, so to actually have that opportunity, I'm really grateful for as well.
And so what kind of sparked your interest in football, or what like sparked the moment in you where you're like, okay, this is the thing that I want to do, this is the thing that's really like gets me going?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I was just always out in the backyard with my brother and sister kind of playing, or if it was in the schoolyard at lunchtime. But I was always more of a GA person, to be honest. Played like Gaelic football, camogie, up until maybe under 12s, like, you know, a lot of people start off an awful lot younger than I did. And it was literally just, I didn't come from a small village, and the local soccer, like football team, was stuck for a few players, and they asked me to come along and from then I just loved it. But yeah, as I grew up playing loads of different sports, and then at the end I just was like, I think my personality, I just wanted to focus on one quite early. And I was like, right, football is, I went to see the national team actually. I was like, I'd love to be out there playing. And I think from then I kind of had tunnel vision from quite early. I was like, okay, if I want to get there, I need to focus on one. And yeah, I just always had that kind of drive, I suppose, towards it.
What was the game that you went to see that kind of made you focus in on the football side of things?
It was years ago now. I think it was, I was maybe 11 or so. I remember Denise O'Sullivan midfield though. So that's something
that's a brilliant thing to remember.
Yeah, and it was in Tala. And yeah. From that day, I was like, and it actually, it shows the importance of like young kids getting out to the games now, because that is something that like, how many years ago was that? And it still sticks out in my mind. And I thought this was the most unbelievable thing ever. So, yeah, to have that, the kind of parallels now is something that's quite nice.
So what was it like then getting into the squad with Carla, with Denise, with all those other players, you know, like, was that a, did you have like tiny Avine in your head who was like 11 watching them all in Tala, and then like grown up Avine who's in her 20s also playing alongside them? Like how did you compute those two things?
Yeah, it is quite surreal. I think when I was first called in under Vera, and I remember just, it was pure disbelief nearly. And there is that bit of like imposter syndrome where you come in at the start and you're kind of looking around at all these players that like you would have grown up idolizing, and then after a while I suppose you have to come in and kind of back yourself as well and know that you're there for being picked for a reason, and kind of go in and make an impact as well, and you realize that they're just players the same as you. But yeah, it's something that's so special, and like honestly it's something that's a dream come true. And I think for a lot of young kids as well, it's nearly realizing that it's actually not that far away for you sometimes as well, if you have a dream like that.
Yeah, I always think it's really interesting listening to, especially over the last while, because I feel like there's been a massive transition between, you know, all the players that have retired from that squad who are all iconic, and the ones that are like coming through, and there's so many opportunities, and the way that all the players, especially the players that go in that are from the League of Ireland tier, like from the Premier Division, all their teammates, the way they talk about them whenever they come back in terms of like how they improve their game and how they step up a certain level. Like, did you find that whenever you went in that, you know, you were just seeing an entirely different level that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, like you do get used to it, and then you learn to expect it. But it does take a while to get to the pitch of it. And I think eventually you just naturally adapt to it a bit more. And then you nearly go back to the League of Ireland game. You're like, this is an awful lot easier. And it's like everything moves slower. But then equally you adapt back to that as well. It's quite hard to, you kind of adapt to what's around you a lot of the time. But yeah, I do think to be exposed to camp and that level of play, and like even come like, be able to go and just listen to what the girls' experience of like a professional setup is like day to day is very like invaluable experience, I suppose, to have that, those kind of people around you, listen to what it's like, to the do's and don'ts. And I suppose in ways like the professional football world is like a completely different world to the part-time setup that we have.
So tell me a little bit about then moving from that part-time setup to Watford and everything that you have experienced. Like, I know season hasn't like properly started or anything, but just in terms of, you know, being around the camp, being around the different players that are there, and also for yourself, like your own expectations
In terms of the season ahead, or
in terms of like the team, but also just for yourself in terms of, you know, what you hope to get from, I suppose, making that move?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things is there's more contact hours with the coaches, more training, more of everything, more facilities. So I think when you have that exposure to that kind of facilities, all that, you only hope to get better. And I think within the championship, it's a really competitive league, and it's physical, it's fast, it's a step up in every way. So I think it's a step up in terms of what you're experiencing every day in training. It's more competition, there's more of everything. But then at the weekends when you're going to play, you're going to come up against some really top players. So I think as a player, you want to go out and be able to test yourself against that, and I suppose learn from it. And yeah, I think if you're getting exposed to that kind of stuff all the time, you're only going to get better. So I think it's just a step up in the right direction for me.
And before you left, you were kind of being made to adapt a little bit in terms of your position and where you were on the field. Do you have a preference yourself as to where you would like to keep playing, or?
On the pitch is all I care about. Yeah, I'm actually a bit confused about this one, because I was always a six, like growing up, I always played in the six, maybe sometimes the eight. And then I was played a little bit higher last year for Shells, and then a little bit higher again this year. And at the start, I didn't like it. I was like, oh, I'm not playing well. And then after a while, I started to really enjoy it and got into it. And then I'm back to the six, and I'm like, I'm not sure which I prefer, but it's good to have both in your locker as well. Do you know, that you're, from a manager's point of view, that you're versatile, but I like different aspects of both. Maybe the six suits my natural talents more, but I'm not sure. The jury's out on this one, because I don't know myself.
Well, if you're looking at the national team and if you're wanting to step into a 10, you have mentioned a certain player earlier.
Yeah,
it's not a bad one to have in your locker.
Yeah. I think it's nice to be able to change it up as well. Variety.
Yeah, variety is good. Okay, so you're not settled on like what you actually do enjoy the most?
No, I like both, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think in conclusion, once I'm on the pitch, I don't mind.
And what do you think of, like, there's so many players at the moment that are transitioning within the Irish squad, or people that would like be considered within the general squad. And it's really exciting because we have those games coming up against Kazakhstan, then we have the playoff and like potentially a World Cup next year. For you, as like one of the younger players in the squad, why is it important to kind of, I suppose, make that move now and make your name known across the pond a little bit more?
Yeah, well, I think in my case, it was a natural progression from after college, but obviously you're thinking of what's potentially coming down the line, and you want to put yourself in the shop window as much as possible to be selected for any camp that's coming up. I think if you're playing in a professional setup, that it's only going to help you. I think as well, firstly, playing in a professional setup is important, but secondly, also getting game time. So it's, I think, trying to find a place where you're going to be valued and going to play as much minutes as you can. Obviously, that comes down to how you're performing and competitiveness within the group. But I think going to a place where you can give yourself the best possible opportunity, and hopefully then when it comes to the camps, that you're in a good spot to get your name onto that squad.
And is that your ambition, to get your name on the squad list?
Yes.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah. Always, yeah.
Always. I love that answer.
Yeah, exactly. There's exciting games coming up. So John's a young player in around the fringes, I suppose, of the squad that, yeah, you'd love to just push in and kind of break into it fully.
Well, I mean, from everything I've seen and what I've heard, I think you're in a very good position to do that. And I really hope that you enjoy your time at Watford. It seems like a great club to go to. The Championship, to me, is like the most exciting league out there. I mean, you look at the battle that there was last year for the top places. It's incredible. And you're going in there with a couple of other Irish players as well, which is really exciting. It's nice to have a few of the gals that you recognise around
your faces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Everyone looking for the same furniture delivery drivers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If we need help installing anything into the house, we can help each other out.
Yeah, exactly. One last question for you. To go back to the league here in Ireland, how do you think Shells are going to do this season?
Oh, that's a tough question. Well, we have one trophy. We're in the FA Cup finals. That's two. Not that two potentials. Atlone are going to kill me for that. I didn't say that as a definition. Obviously, my bias is towards Shells, but...
Of course, I don't think anyone would expect anything different.
Yeah, I'm actually good. We have a game on the same day. I was looking at flights and then I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it back. But yeah, I think that would be FAI Cup final so special. So hopefully the girls do well there. And then I think the league, I think a few missed results here and there have... might cost us in the end, maybe... silly points dropped, but I think the girls are doing really well with the results at the minute, that they're putting pressure on, that there's no room for error from Athlone or Galway. So I think it's in the right direction, but yeah, still a lot to play for. That was a diplomatic answer, wasn't it?
It was kind of the exact answer that I expected you to give, to be fair.
Yeah, my bias says Shells are going to win everything.
It's an exciting run-in, and that's always that matters. And they also still have players like yourself competing abroad that they can follow along at the same time. Aiming, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you have a great time in Watford. Looking forward to following along with your journey.
Thanks so much, and thanks so much for having me as well. Appreciate it.
The Coigig Pod and Off the Ball is brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams. As I said earlier, we will be bringing you lots of different topics over the last little while, but also lots of conversations with various different transfers. So please do follow along, and thank you for listening.
The Coigig Pod on Off the Ball with Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.